Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening. Good evening, everybody. Go Ministry here. Go Ministry, Nashville, Tennessee. In the good old U.S. of A. Jesus stands for United States of America. Now it's Divided States of America. I got a chimney in the background. Way back when my wife singing. That's all good. To those church hymns. Haven't made an episode in a while. Going to be a 24 last days book of Revelation. Wow, there's so many things going on. In America, in Europe, in the world, talk about in relation to the Bible. So, Matthew 24, which I'm going to right now. So, the disciples asked Jesus in private. He sat upon the mount of Olives, his disciples came, tell us when these things shall be, what shall be the sign of the coming and the end of the world. They're asking about the end of the world 2,000 years ago. Wow. 2,000 years ago. They're asking about in the end of the world. Well, okay, so Jesus answered, said, the first thing he said, the very first thing he said, take heed, let no man deceive you. Very important. Very important. Take heed, let no man deceive you. I see a lot of deception. I'm sure any listeners out there see a lot of, hopefully they see a lot of deception too. Whole lot of deception. We have deception in the government. We have deception in the private sector, in all these social media platforms. Okay, we have deception in the churches. We have deception in the media. Okay, deception in the government, deception in the media, deception in social media, deception in the churches. A lot of deception, folks. A whole lot of deception. A whole lot of deception. Now, the problem, though, is many Christians lack discernment. Many Christians are lacking discernment. And this is scary. This is scary. Okay. Turn my microphone up. I think it's good right there. Very scary. Because Christians, lots of Christians took the fake vaccine death shot. Okay. Personally, that took that fake vaccine. It's nothing but a death shot. And I've talked about that before on other podcasts. And like I said, I knew Christians personally, and they told me they took it. I'm just like, really? Why? Why did you trust the government? Why did you trust the government? Why did you trust the media? That's it. Government and the media are working together. They're working together. Okay, folks? I don't want to get too far into the vaccine, but it's got a whole lot of bad stuff in it. People have been dropping like flies. Very sad. Young teenagers, young kids. It's sad. It's real sad. But it's genocide. It's straight up genocide. Genocide. What these psychopaths, Fauci, and the government, governments around the world have done. So, deception. Take heed that no man deceive you. Okay, that's real important to me, and it should be real important to you. So, take heed, let no man deceive you. Deception's off the charts. Look, Revelation 12:9 says, deceive the entire world. Okay? The entire world. That's what we have. I could go on with the deception, but it's so important. We've got to have discernment, folks. Christians got to have discernment. There's so much deception, so many lies and propaganda that's been spit out there, all in the news medias and in the governments, not just America, but European governments, European news, Australia, Canada. No man deceive you. And, okay, speaking of Australia and Canada, okay, Canada is a police state. Okay, Canada's 100% gone. You can't even leave the country. The police state. I know a couple people up there in Canada, a couple good Christians. Man, I should have Canada on my prayer board. I don't. I'm going to put Canada on my prayer board. If they need prayer, Australia. Prison island. Yeah, we live on a prison planet, but Australia, the prison island, gone. It's gone to the globalist government in Australia. I just read the other day they want kids in school. I'm not sure what grade level, start eating insects. Yeah, the globalists have really been pushing hard past couple of months, maybe longer, 7 months. They're noticing it last 7 months about eating insects. Eating bugs, eating insects ties into this green communism, climate, fake climate change that the globalists are pushing. So yeah, save the climate, eat bugs. I'm not eating any bugs. But that's what they're getting ready to do in Australia. I think it's crickets or grasshoppers, one of the two. Okay. So Jesus said, take heed, let no man deceive you for well, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. But we see a lot of churches, fake, false churches, preaching Christ, but they're preaching heresy, false doctrine. They're preaching another Christ, okay? They're not preaching the Christ in the Bible. They're preaching another Christ with their false doctrine, and twisted scripture. I see a lot of that, a whole lot of that, especially in America. I know there's some in Australia, not sure, but can't get the church. There is no church in Canada. There's no church in Canada. Okay? Oh, there's a church. It's a police state church. But the real church is underground. Okay? The real church had to go underground. And they're putting pastors in jail in Canada. Here in America, I've heard some of the craziest stuff come out of so-called pastors' mouths, evangelists' mouths, preachers' mouths. Craziness. You got a lot of these here in America, a lot of these pastors or evangelists pushing Trump, making all these declarations, prophecies. Trump's going to come back, and the Spirit of God with him, and Trump's going to do this, do that, and we've got one here, right here in Nashville. Right here in Nashville, and I know him. He's on YouTube. He's on YouTube with his fake false prophecies about how Spirit God is going to reveal this and reveal that. Trump's going to he's going to use Trump in a mighty way and all this garbage. It's terrible. It's terrible. Okay, so they're preaching, the pastors are preaching another Christ. Got so many pastors, and a lot of them in Texas. They turn their like political arena. They're talking about how Trump's going to 2024 and Trump. It's going to turn America around. Things are looking good. Things are moving forward. Things are going to be bright for America. It's total bogus lie. And it's stupid. And the stupid people in the congregations are believing that man. The preacher another Christ. Christ isn't going to support a political figure preaching the Bible. Okay, so next verse. Verse 6. You shall hear wars and rumors of war. See that you not be troubled, for all these things will come to pass, but the end is not yet. We're seeing a lot of that. A whole lot of that. Got the war with Russia and Ukraine and NATO. NATO again declared war on Russia. NATO tried to destroy Russia. And that didn't work out. That didn't work out too much for America and NATO. But Russia's still standing, and they're standing strong. Okay? They tried to destroy America economically. What kind of economic blitzkrieg they tried to do on Russia? Didn't hurt them. Didn't really hurt them. They're making plenty of money, selling lots of oil, selling lots of gas. They've got a lot of gold in their reserves. Prepare for this. They're used to sanctions. Okay? America's been, and they have been sanctioning America for over 20 years. Since the early 2000s, really. Okay, 20 years. Since Putin took over in 99, January 99. 2000. So they're used to sanctions. They knew this was coming. They figured out, Russia figured out somewhere around 2010 that, you know what, we're going to have to stand on our own. America is not friendly with us. They are not friendly with us. So by 2010, they started working on their own economy with China, India, and Brazil. It's called the BRICS movement. And so they've been ready and prepared for this. So everything NATO, America tried to do to Russia pretty much backfired. Okay? Our economy is terrible. Europe's economy is terrible. And all the natural gas to Europe, specifically Germany, cut it all off about 2 weeks ago. So Europe is going to be in a lot of trouble. They've got some gas. They probably got enough gas to make it January, maybe February. And that's with rationing. So they're in a bad situation. Their leaders don't care. Okay. They're insane. Okay? All they want to do is try to destroy Russia. They don't care. It's going to be a bad, dark, cold winter for Europe. And this is going to affect America. This will affect America. America's already affected. Our economy's not good. So, not working out. Wars, okay. So we have that. We have China against us. Not really so much over Taiwan, but China declared at least 30 years ago that they're going to be the world superpower and they're going to bring America down. Yes, they did. Okay, I study all this stuff. Okay, so you got NATO, Russia, and throw Ukraine in there, China, then America. Taiwan in that. Then we have Israel and Iran. Okay, now we have North Korea. Kim Jong is raising his ugly head up and saying, hey, don't try to come at me. I got nukes. I'll nuke you. Okay? So China's threatening America left and right. China is threatening America left and right. Straight up threatening America. So here you have the NATO-Ukraine war. Russia and China have strengthened their alliance. Okay? With India. With other Eastern nations. So what's happened is the world is divided. The world is divided. Okay? We have the West, and the East. Okay, the West is America, Canada, Europe, Western Europe, NATO. And the East, of course, being Russia, China, India, pretty much throw Pakistan in there. Three of the biggest power countries in the East. Okay, so you have Russia and China, especially against America. It's not gonna work out too well for America. But 2023, that might be another part there. 2023 is not gonna be good. Since I brought that up, and the church is talking about, we have all these political pastors. All political pastors, conservative, Christian political pastors pushing Trump when they should be preaching the Bible. They should be preaching Jesus. So they think we're going to turn America around with Trump and the election. Okay, we'll see how that works out. That ain't going to happen. America's problem is sin. Anyway, I can do a whole podcast just on our government. The DB, I'm an ex-governor, ex-military, the secret security clearance, the stuff I know, just forget it. Okay, so verse 7, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places, many places. But we're seeing plenty of that. Lots of earthquakes. And several more small. They're small. There's thousands of them. Thousands. But they're small. It can't really feel them. But they're increasing. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. So you either have, you're in America, oh, not good. We have two countries in America. We have the right and the wicked left. Okay, the black and white division. And there's a right wing, left wing division. There's literally this country is so divided. Very divided. And that's by design. That's by design. Okay, we can weaken the country by dividing it. Hit one, all the LGBT, their lawlessness. Corrupt political agendas, lawlessness. Oh, my goodness. So, and then kingdom against kingdom. So we're seeing that nation of the kingdoms rising up against each other. Pestilence. So what do you think, Corona? Pestilence? It's a plague from an animal. Okay? There's your coronavirus. There's your monkeypox. We're seeing that the world's never been the same since the coronavirus, never been the same. And there shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's pretty much what we have now. The left hates the right with a passion. They're just wicked. Completely out of control. And the right, a lot of the right, hate the left. Not all, but a lot. July of 52, many. I've seen a lot of that. A whole lot of that. Matter of fact, America's full of false prophets. Full of them. They're everywhere. With their false fake prophecy. Ridiculous. Completely insane. There were some of them that in 2020 prophesied that Trump's going to win and America's going to be great and this great shining beacon of light. And America's going to be prosperous. And America's going to be this and America's going to be that. Well, see, the Holy Spirit told me, no, don't even vote for Trump. Trump's not going to win. He should have won. Yeah, they stole it from him. Okay? They stole the election from him. These so-called pastors or whatever they call themselves with, they prophesize falsely. Falsely. I know one personally out of Chicago who prophesied falsely. Saying, oh, God told me. The Lord told me. Really? And what happened? Trump didn't win. Wait, you got more. It says, iniquity shall abound, the love of man shall wax cold. Yeah. All right. Sin is spreading like a wildfire. Right. Criminals just beating people up. And I'm so angry. Everything is increasing. Robbery, murder, assault. You see it on YouTube. Where some young 20-year-old punk that beat up a 70-year-old man. Or 20-year-old punk that beat up a woman. You've seen it all the time now. People have this anger. Anger and hate. It's just so out, it's out of control. The he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Endure to the end. You got to endure to the end, folks. You got to endure. Keep your eyes on Christ. We have all his promises. We have the power. We have his promises. We have the power. Just most Christians don't use it. They don't use that power. Some don't know they have. Some don't even know they have. Most of them are Sunday morning Christians here in America. That's what they are. And this God-forth kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness of all nations, and then shall the end come. Which is interesting. So we've had missionaries from England and America since the 1800s going all over the world. Now back then, transportation was limited. We didn't have jets and helicopters and cars. Okay, but anyway, England sent missionaries all over Africa, into Asia, late 1800s, early 1900s. Of course, we did. We sent missionaries all over the world. America. We sent the most missionaries, sent the most Bibles than any other. I mean, it wasn't many, not many Christian countries. America, Europe, specifically England. Okay. Until now. So most of the world has heard the gospel. Missionaries are out in the Amazon forest to reach these tribes in the Amazon rainforest. But we know through scripture. We know through scripture. Angels are preaching the gospel. Okay? Angels preaching us. So that right there. And then when God preach around the world, then it is something. So I don't know where God has not been preaching. Preach all over the world. You got China, Vietnam, Burma, now they're underground. They're pretty much still underground. But the God being preached. I see the end coming. Soon. The writing is on the wall. Okay. So, let's move on. Revelation. What I have my power. Revelation, book of Acts. Revelation 6. The four horsemen. Revelation 6. Four horsemen. And let's look at let's see. I think I'll do a whole lot, do a whole podcast on that. Revelation 2 and 3, the seven churches. The seven churches. Okay, the letters Paul wrote to the seven churches. And we see out of the seven, only two of them are in good standing. Okay, Smyrna and Philadelphia. Okay, Smyrna and Philadelphia. That's a whole other podcast. Of course, America being the Laodicea church. Laodicea church, that's America. And we're going to move on. We're going to skip that. That's a whole entire podcast in itself. The seven churches. You have the two witnesses in Revelation 11, which is part, ties in into part of the seven churches. But I'll get into that on a whole other podcast. Now, Revelation 6, the four horsemen. Four horsemen. I believe the horsemen are riding. They're riding around the world just waiting. When that close, of course, the white horse being the Antichrist. The man of sin, okay, he's going to conquer the world. I believe the white horse possibly has already been released because this man's already been born. He's already been born. He's been plotting, planning, and putting together his new world government system behind the scenes using these globalists. Devils using these globalists with Antichrist. Okay, Bilderbergs, Klaus Schwab. Okay, he's using them. Okay, this is what they're pushing, the globalist agenda. Now, this Antichrist man, he's here. He just can't be revealed yet. He's here putting together the system behind the scenes, okay? And we have, you know, digital currency. We know he's going to use that because that's total control. Forget paper. Forget coins. Gold and silver can be worthless. The future will be a digital Bitcoin, all these digital cryptocurrencies. Okay, that's how you can be controlled. Okay, if you're not a good little boy and girl, they just push one button, and disconnect you from your crypto account, your Mark of the Beast crypto account. One button. Okay, so we have that technology. The Antichrist, this man needs technology. He needs technology to control and take over the world, mostly to control it. So we're getting real close. And we see many different globalists and government leaders just openly saying it, New World Order. We're going to have a New World Order globalist system. Okay, we got the United Nations put together right before our eyes. But you have to have discernment, see, understand, and know. Okay? So, the red dragon. The red, not dragon, no, horse, red horse. Which is, right. But anyway, the red horse. Black and pale. So I talked about the red horse in one of my best podcasts. Most people listen to the Black Awakening. The Black Awakening was about the red horse, the release of the red horse. If this is going to bring, if you read it, let's read it. And we had opened the second seal. I heard the second beast say, come and see. That it clearly says, second seal. And there went out another red horse that was red, and power was given to him to take place on the earth, and they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. A great sword. Kill one another. Okay? Now, you notice it didn't say anything about war. Okay? It says nothing about war. Okay. This is going to be the Black Awakening. This is a civil war type satanic event that takes place. Okay. We have all these Satanists. There's millions of Satanists. Millions of Satanists all over the world who are ready to take out the Christians. They're ready to take the Christians out. Okay? They're ready to take us out. They've been planning this for decades, these Satanists, and there's millions of them. This is the Purge, and most people are familiar with the Purge, the movies The Purge. This is the Purge, and a Purge, Mad Max type of scenario. Okay, because everything's going to, the grid's going to go down. Not going to be any electricity, food, water. It's going to be a pretty bad situation, but endure until the end. God's going to protect us. God will not forsake us. God will meet all our needs, but we need to be prepared. Got to be prepared. This will be a worldwide event. Worldwide event. And then, boom, 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 then you got the black Black Horse, this is the economic situation. Gloom, despair, it's an economic situation because it talks, obviously says, a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny. You got to work all day just for a little bread. See thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Okay? Oil. Some people say, well, that's the rich. The rich, they're going underground. They've got cities underground, food, water, all everything they need for decades. Maybe. The oil is the Christians. Okay? So we'll see. But I know I've got supernatural protection. Okay, now this the fourth seal, pale horse, I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him with death and hell followed him. Looks not good. Death and hell. Hey, you got hell coming too. And power is given to them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. Now, some people say, beasts of the earth, that's an animal. Okay? Not necessarily. Folks, we got people walking around, altered DNA, half human. Well, if you're not fully human, then what are you? You're a beast. You're some kind of beast. I've seen pictures of hybrids, animals. And we got scientists messing around. We have scientists that are messing around with DNA and genetic altering of animals. We got scientists trying to clone people. There was a sheep that was cloned way back in the 90s. Okay, Dolly, I think the sheep name was Dolly, I think. And it's way back in the 90s. Folks, it would not surprise me not one bit if they cloned a human. Wouldn't surprise me. Now this CRISPR technology, DNA, mRNA, that's what's in the death shot, fake vaccine, an mRNA mechanism to mess with your DNA. Oh, you change into a beast. I believe these are hybrids. Hybrid people. Okay? I mean, how much damage can a dog do? Just do to you. Okay? Not everywhere has... This ain't Africa. America's not Africa. We don't have lions and tigers, leopards and all that roaming around. Other than in the zoo. Okay? We got, a few wolves, couple of mountain lions, but anyway, not that many, 300 million people. So, death and hell. Oh, what's in hell? Demon? Demons are in hell. The power is given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. Okay, here we go. Fourth part. A lot of people are going to die. But we have red horse, black horse, pale horse. And boom, boom, boom. It's going to be a bad situation. Okay, the white horse, of course, we know that's Antichrist. That's it. So, God unleashes the other seals. With the horsemen. Here's the problem with the. I'm gonna bring this up because I really don't want to talk about this too much. This is pre-tribulation stuff. You got these pre-tribulation Christians, most of them scared to death. Oh God, I'm gonna have to go through this. This is terrible. the four horsemen, get the trumpets and the vials, it's all these seals. We don't have to go through this. Folks, you have to wake up. Jesus is not coming back in some two-stage method. He's not coming back, returning to earth twice. That's ridiculous. You read 1 Thessalonians 4, talk about the dead, they're going to come out of the graves. Okay, so that is having Jesus return into earth twice. Okay? But the pre-trippers double down. They say, oh, we're not counting that. So one and one, one plus one equals one. We're not counting that as in returning. It sounds insane. They are obsessed with this doctrine. That they're not gonna get a little scratch on their forehead. No persecution, no hard times. Oh no. No, that's not reality. Folks, most of them are not going to make it. Most of them are not going to make it when all hell breaks loose. Let me tell you something. America's going to collapse in less than an hour. It's going to happen fast, quick. America's collapsing now. I'm talking about the final collapse. The final collapse is going to be quick, fast, less than an hour. Once you're going to wake up, in the White House, you're going to be overtaken, or it's going to be rubble, and the Pentagon's going to be rubble. Destroyed, meaning destroyed. And New York City will be completely, totally on fire. And you wake up, you might hear sirens for an hour or two, and the sirens will go off because the grid will go down. So that's how it's going to happen. You're going to wake up one morning, and it's on. Collapse, quick, less than an hour. God's warning us now. God's been warning America for decades. Repent. Come back to your first love. Repent. Get on your knees. Repent. God, help us. We messed up. Help us. Only you can help us turn us around. But no, we don't want to do that. Got the idiotic Christian conservatives, Trump will save America. Trump will save America. Really? Trump's pushing the death shot. Oh, it's 95% safe. Just roll up your sleeve and get your death shot. Bunch of idiots. Sorry, I won't go off on a political tyrant. Talking about the four horsemen. But I was talking about America collapsing. Okay? The pre-trippers. That's my dog in the background. That's my security. all I can say is you better have some extra food, water, supplies, and get right with Christ and keep your eyes on Christ. He'll protect you through this. He will protect you through this. Revelation. All right. Just one more time. Look. Okay, only 50 minutes. How much time do I have left? Oh, like 20 minutes. I don't know. Okay, Revelation. Revelation 7. Okay, talk about the 12,000 seal. Okay. Now, I just want to zero in, focus on 7:3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Okay? Look. And I saw another angel standing for the east, having the seal of the living God. And it cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. To hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. They've been going on. So I've heard the number again. That was CEO, and they were CEO of 144,000 of all the tribes of children in Israel. That's a whole other podcast. Let me explain something to you. That's symbolic. That's symbolic. This is talking about all of the tribes of the children of Israel. And guess what? We're part of the tribes, 12 tribes of the children of Israel. We are. If you are born again, Holy Spirit filled disciple of Christ, you got the seal on your forehead. Let me tell you a story. This is a couple of years ago. It's that Church of God church I was going to, just a small church, and we had two outside sheds. The small shed was full of just junk, and me and my wife talked to the pastor, about the senior pastor, about cleaning it out and starting we could store our food and our clothing and supplies. Okay, me and my wife had a homeless, we have a homeless ministry. Okay, and we can even do a food pantry. Man, that's a great idea. Okay, so we had to rent a U-Haul to and get some help, get some brothers from the church and help us clean out this shed. There's just junk everywhere. Anyway, so one of the homeless guys that I've been helping, me and my wife been helping and ministering to for a while, and then we actually took him to the church several times. And I can't remember how I told him. He said, "Well, let me help you. I'll help you. So just come pick me up." So he was homeless, living like a mile from my street, from my house, not far, in the suburbs here. So I go pick him up. We go get the U-Haul first. Can't remember. No, I don't know. Anyway, so he helped us and get all that junk out of the shed and load it in the U-Haul. So we go to the dump, get all the stuff that the shed cleared out, and we're going to the dump. Me and the name's Harley, homeless guy, alcoholic, unfortunately, hardcore alcoholic. And I tried to get him into rehab. He wouldn't stay. He would not stay. So anyway, we pull off to the gate at the dump, at the metro dump. And this young kid, hey, asked, what you got in the back? I said, we just got miscellaneous stuff. He said, okay. And I can't remember. He asked me something else. Somehow we got to talking about the kingdom of God. And he said to me, I see your mark. And long story short, so he gave, because he had to go look in the back, but he gave me a deal on charging me to go in and dump all the stuff. And that, I thought about that. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, and at the time, I was still, I want to say 2017 or 18, maybe early 18. And I'm still, still learning Christian. But he said that, I see your mark. And it wasn't until later when I got more knowledge in the Word of God, because I only became a Christian at the end of 2013, early 2000. 2014. So at that time, I'm like 4 years, the Word of God in my Christian walk. And it was later I realized, man, this guy, it's like an angel. I've had other angel accounts, okay, and I could do a podcast on that. But I said, this guy, he's telling me, you see my mark? My mark on my forehead. So how do you see that? How do you know that? And this guy is an angel. had. How many angel encounters have I had? Several. Several angel encounters. And I had one angel correct me. Do you want to hear about that? One angel, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that story. Okay, so I'm at the gas station. Pulled up my SUV to get gas. Okay, and kind of winter time. I think I had just returned from Nashville and doing ministry. Was on my way home. It stopped. We have a gas station down the street from our subdivision. And, I had just been downtown for a couple hours, 7 hours, whatever it was. I was by myself doing the ministry. So anyway, I pull in, get gas. I'm sitting there, standing there, pumping, get gas. And I hear, hey, I don't look. I just don't look because he said, hey, and next thing I know, he's in my right. He's coming towards me. Okay, older black man. And he said, and I see, when I looked at him, at the corner of my eye, I could see his old truck, his old beat-up truck. Excuse me. So he said, you know, I need some gas. Can you help me with some gas? I said, yeah, sure. I'll help you with some gas. And years ago, too, how it came up, conversation. Probably me, because I'll start because I say, hey, are you a believer? Or something like that. So I probably initiated the conversation, because that's what I'll do. You know, witness to people. And he said, yeah, I'm a believer. And I said, well, I have a ministry. He said, no, you don't. That's your ministry. That's God's ministry. And he was speaking to me. I could see his countenance change on his face. His eyes started to, like glow. Then he starts, said, that's God's ministry. Then he starts putting out all this scripture. He starts speaking scripture. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm standing there like, okay, this is supernatural. This is supernatural. This guy doesn't even, he's correcting me. He's right. God made sure that he gave me. He a supernatural power. And I said, his countenance, and it started changing his face, and his eyes were like glowing, bloodshot, red. I just stood there with my mouth open and my eyes kind of big. And he just spouting out scripture. I'm talking about God. Amen. When he got done, I was like, yes, sir, amen. And he walked in his truck. I got through putting gas in my truck, and he walked his truck, and I think he went inside the store. And then so I started putting gas in his truck. I ended up putting more gas in his truck than I did mine. And then it came back out. And came up to me and said, God bless you. And I got there and pumped his gas, and he got in his truck and just left. This was an angelic supernatural. He looked homeless. He looked like a bum, homeless. Yet I could feel that he corrected me very quickly that it's not your ministry, it's God's ministry. And he just kind of started just speaking powerful scripture, talking about the kingdom of God. I could just feel the power coming from him. His eyes started to get bloodshot and like glowing in his face. It was a supernatural experience. That was a supernatural experience, okay? going back, okay, in their foreheads. Okay, you've got the mark. You've got the mark. Okay, this fast forward to the fifth trumpet. Okay, chapter 9, the fifth trumpet. This is the locust out of the bottomless pit. Arose smoke out of the bottomless, out of smoke, out of the great furnace, and the sun and air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Out of the bottomless pit, arose smoke. Okay, after these locust type creatures come out. Verse 3, and there came out the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass or the earth, neither anything green, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And listen, pre-tribulation rapture, I'm scared. Christians, okay, you got God's protection. The seals are for the wicked. The trumpets are for the wicked. Okay, the vials are for the wicked, non-believers, the wicked. Not for us. God's not going to punish his saints. He cherishes his saints. He blesses his saints. He protects his saints. He anoints his saints. He loves his saints. What a powerful love that we can hardly understand. So don't be scared. Don't be scared of all this doom and gloom and revelation. It's not for us. Okay? So, hey, Steve, but wait a minute. Making war with the saints. Okay. It does. And it came to make war with the saints. Revelation 13. Okay? It was given of him power, and he shall overcome the saints. Okay? You keep reading Revelation 13. Some are going to go to prison, and some are going to get their hands cut off. Okay, what the, welcome to the fight. We're fighting the devil now. Okay, we're in a spiritual battle now, Ephesians 6. Okay, it's a battlefield out there. I never said we're not going to be fighting. We're not going to have to not fight. We got to fight. Because the devil's trying to take all the church leaders out. We've seen church leaders fall from grace, swagger. Slipped my mind right now. The other guy from the 90s, and he went to prison. His name right now. But anyway, there's those are just two famous ones. I'll tip of my tongue, I think it's his name. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about. These are just famous ones. I've seen the devil take churches down. I've seen the devil bring pastors down. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it. I've seen the devil come after me. Devil try to kill me. I've had demons tell me, I'm going to kill you. Spiritual battle. That don't scare me. I told the demon, no, you're not. I said, God decides when I die. You don't. So I have demons try to choke me to death. But you know what? The name of Jesus has all power and authority over every demon, over the devil. As soon as I could get the name of Jesus, demon was gone. I wasn't being choked anymore. That's happened twice. So we're in a battle. But the devil. Yeah, okay, you read further on in Revelation, okay, talked about the martyred saints. These are the saints that were beheaded because they didn't take the mark. Christians in the Middle East, come on, folks. Christians in the Middle East and Africa that have been beheaded, shot, killed, tortured, thrown in prison. That's been happening. Okay, Revelation 13, that's been happening. But America's just been protected. For now, about some. Some will be killed. Some will go to prison. Well, when Paul went to prison, he rejoiced. Okay, he rejoiced. The Bible says, rejoice in your persecution. Give glory to God. Not all the devil. Let me tell you something. Tell you something, folks. God's going to have a revival. There's going to be a Holy Spirit revival more powerful than the book of Acts. It's not coming. It's not coming till people are brought to their knees. If the people don't want to come to their knees, okay, America, the once great Christian nation, they don't want to come to their knees now. They worship in idols. The churches are worse than the world. So, what's God do? Read all the stories in the Old Testament, what God done to the Hebrews and the Jews, okay, to the Israelites, when they turned their back on God, they became wicked and worshiped idols. What God do? He warned them, sent a prophet for them. Warned them, they wouldn't listen. Okay, well, I'm going to raise up another nation and come and destroy you. Probably the story of Daniel is probably one of the more famous. God rose up Nebuchadnezzar all the way from Iraq, walked all the way to Jerusalem, and ransacked and destroyed Jerusalem. Killed a bunch of Jews and brought a bunch of them back to Babylon. And Daniel and his three friends. Because the people didn't listen. God's been warning this nation for decades. And one of the most prominent, famous pastors, evangelists, reverends was David Wilkerson, who warned this country going back to the 70s with his book, The Vision, from 1973. 5 years later, he wrote another book called The Judgments of God. And then in the 80s, I think 87, another 9 or 10 years later, wrote another book, To Blow the Trumpet, another warning. Three books of warnings. He warned America for decades. If you could look around, you had a discernment, you could look around and see America's collapsed. And we don't have God's protection. We don't have his favor. And we don't have his protection. God's allowing all this lawlessness. Now, he is making some moves. You know, they had the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, which it really technically wasn't overturned. You just give it up to the states because the insane Democrats are still killing babies. They'll never stop killing babies. They have a bloodlust to kill babies. So we're still killing babies in this country. And so we had some Christians act like, this is so great. Great. Roe versus Wade was overturned. No, it wasn't really overturned. It was, but it wasn't. Okay, left up to the states, because if you understood, they're supposed to have all the power. There was never supposed to be this huge federal government. It's a freaking empire. Okay? There was never supposed to be this huge government. For God's sake, look at all these agencies we have. FBI, CIA, NSA, DARPA, Pentagon, DIA. I mean, that's not even half of them. We're never supposed to have this huge federal government. The states were supposed to run their states, the governors, and have all the power. It's supposed to be a small, limited federal government. That's not how the devil worked it out. And that's a whole other podcast, too, which I think I'll do that on the beginning and foundation of America. And technically, it really wasn't a Christian nation. technically. Okay, because some of the prominent forefathers were Masons. Okay, the Masons are part of the Illuminati, which the Illuminati helped control the world, factions controlling the world. Illuminati with the Masons, you had the Bilderbergs, of course the Vatican, and the Rothschilds. That's the main five. And you've got the smaller factions under that. You've got Skull and Bones, the Order. There's one this that. That's what they got memorized. Okay. They're controlling the world. They're controlling America. I was talking about Revelation 13. So, and that's, I could probably do a whole podcast just on Revelation 13. One second coming of Christ, Revelation 19. Revelation 19, the second coming of Christ, the returning of Christ. Bob spreading. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I've been going to Pentecostal churches for years. All I've heard is Jesus returning. Jesus is returning. I would listen to that almost every Sunday and just shake my head. Well, folks, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. America's fallen. America's just LG. Everything's LGBT. Okay? Everything is LGBT. There's nothing Christian about America. The government is just completely wicked. And both parties, I don't want to hear it. Okay? Both parties are controlled. You have to wake up. Christians, I see there's evangelists starting, God starting to raise up evangelists on the streets. We need them on the streets, okay? Because there's nowhere in the Bible says, let the world come to us, okay? Jesus said, go out. Be the parable of the wedding banquet or the dinner banquet, whatever you want to call it. God sends them out. He sends them out. He sends his people out. The highways, the hedges, reeds. We got to go home. We got to reach out and do the work of evangelists. Evangelize to your neighbors, to your friends, to the people at the grocery store. This is what we should have been doing. God bless you all. God bless you all.